When 3D printing hit the mainstream, it was all about creating new thing using one material. Now the story gets way more interesting. Partners like 3D System has released new printers that allows multiple material at an affordable price. Now with Windows 10, we introduce brand new feature. We built 3D Builder as part of the system and lets anyone print multi-material object super easily. Let me show you that. Now when I go to my apps, I have 3D Builder already installed. I can see on the main page that we refresh the catalog, and we plan on adding more 3D objects as we create them. Let me show you some of the new feature we have changed in here. So we can now see that the bottom bar has disappeared and has been added to the main toolbar under the file mode. And printing now has its own print button right here. Another tool has been added is the Apply Material, which allows you to do two-color prints, just like this one. So let me illustrate this point by creating a new object right now. So now that I have created my new object, I can simply apply material to it. To do that, I have to go either on a file mode or right-click to toggle it. I have that new toolbar here with apply material. I can just click the little plus and add a new material. So since I'm making a creeper, we're going to need black for the eyes. So let's select black here and add it to our material list. And I want a different green, not the default green of the cube, but maybe something brighter. So let me select this forest green and try to tweak it a little bit. So we're going to make it a little bit clearer and add some brightness to it. There we go. And I'm going to rename that as bright green. And now all I have to do is select the part that I want to apply material to and select the material. So I'm going to select the face, like this one, and put it in black. I'm also going to select the feet and intersection and put it in black as well. And I'm not going to forget the one in the back. There we go. And we can select the rest of it. So what's very useful, you can see that the materials are listed on the selection tool. I can select everything that is forest green and just apply bright green to it. Okay, so now my object has the right material and has the right color. And let's see what happens when I press the print button. So when we press the print button, something called a 3D print workflow gets spawned. It's a print dialog that has some of the features of 3D Builder and some other features that are very useful for 3D printing in general. And what's very useful about it is that you can call it from any Windows app you want. By default, the 3D Printing Services is selected as my printer. So that means it's the order online through Cubify. So you can order your print online without having a printer. If I want to use this printer here, I just have to select another printer in the list, like the 3D System Cube 3 right there. It's going to reload the workflow, look for which materials are loaded in the printer, and by default select those ones in the list. I have other very useful tools. It tells me that my material is not selected, so I can just click my bright green and use the neon green from the printer. Now I have applied the right material to my object. And you can see I have a few tools to make sure that I make a great print. I have supports and raft that help me visualize whether my object needs support or not. I can disable it just like that. And also one very practical, I have a tool called settle. And when I select an object and I settle it, I will see whether it's going to hold on its own or not. It's going to use physics to show me that. So if I press it, I can see that my object falls. So I need to like move it somewhere so it doesn't fall while it prints. Let's do that right now and rotate my creep on the side. I'm going to settle it again. There you go. It's now laid flat on the floor. Now I can change the density, the quality, add draft or not, and load your print. So let's do that. Yeah. 3D printing is a fast evolving field, and we keep adding new feature on 3D Builder. So if you have Windows 10, give 3D Builder a try. It's very easy to use, and you don't even need a printer to work with multi-material.